So first of all, how's your hand feeling?
It's feeling a lot better. Got a chance to calm down. You know, got some rest on it. You know, just been doing a lot of conditioning, things like that. I started back shooting on it a couple of days ago, so it feels fine. You know, just hopefully get some reps tonight, and hopefully it doesn't, you know, flare back up. But it's been feeling fine.
How did it happen?
The first game against Portland, I was going up for a layup, got caught in somebody's jersey, and got snatched in there. And I did it before, but and then I re-injured again against the Clippers, so they just decided to shut me down, you know, until tonight.
Notice, like, your fingers were taped together. So is it your finger that's sprained? Is it, like...
Yeah, it's my finger, pinky finger on my shooting hand. So just getting a chance to calm down, get some treatment, you know, right before, you know, we get really started. So, you know, it's feeling a lot better, though.
Does it affect your shooting most, your passing, or just kind of a little bit of everything in your game?
Not really. I mean, it affects it a little bit, you know, just because I got the tape on it. But, you know, like I said, it feels fine. No pain in it, which is the biggest thing. And, you know, I just get more and more comfortable, you know, playing tonight and, you know, 6 days, I mean, 5 days of practice before we get started.
You obviously have experience a couple times last year with playing without Gordon. Now it seems like you'll have a longer stretch. How does your mindset change when he's out?
I think everybody's mindset changes. You know, we got to do more. You know, obviously he's a big piece, part of our team. And, you know, just got to come out and be more aggressive, you know, at certain parts of the game. But just play, you know, not put too much pressure on myself. Just go out there and just have fun and play. And, you know, my teammates looking for me to be more aggressive as well.
We just talked to Shelvin about you working out with him this summer in Atlanta. What was that like for you guys and kind of matching up against him?
I mean, it was fun, you know, more than anything, just getting a chance to know him. You know, he came to the team a little late last year, and, you know, we didn't really get a chance to know each other, spend time with each other other than, you know, on the basketball court. So, you know, we went to Topgolf together, you know, we met each other's families, you know, all that type of thing. It makes us closer on the court. You know, he's a great guy, and, you know, we're going to continue to do that, you know, going forward.
And then Joe came down for a couple of weeks or a week?
Yeah, he came down for a week, you know, in August, you know, worked out, you know, getting a chance to know him a little bit better. You know, we hung out a couple of times. So, you know, it's just great to get a chance to know guys, you know, other than, you know, when you see each other on the court.
What do you think about Shelvin's preseason, how he's played for you guys so far?
Great. You know, he's been playing great. You know, he's playing with great pace. You know, he's being aggressive. You know, he's getting people involved, you know. And that's what you could depend on for Shelvin. You know, he's going to always play with great pace. He's a very smart player. And, you know, we're going to look for him to do that, you know, the whole season.
What have been some of your biggest impressions so far during this preseason of yourself and then also of the team?
I think we look great, man. You know, we've really been defending, you know, focusing on the defensive end of the court. You know, we've been playing, you know, faster, you know, trying to work on things that we need, to, you know, to be successful this season. So, the guys look great. You know, Dante, Rudy, you know, all the guys have been coming in, chipping in, playing hard. You know, this one thing we have done this preseason.
Are you surprised at how good Dante and Rudy have been on the offensive end? I mean, those guys didn't obviously contribute a lot last year on that side.
I wouldn't say surprised because I know the work they put in. You know, Dante sitting out a whole year being able to watch and, you know, working hard all summer, you know, working on his shot. You know, he's got a lot faster. So, you know, that's not really surprising. Rudy, the same thing. He's getting fouled a lot. He draws so much attention by him going to the rim that he's going to get fouled a lot. He's hitting his free throws, so he's been working on it. So it's not really a surprise to me.